I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're recording.
Recording, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And Justine's back from Aruba. She's 30. Shout out. Oh god, this is a new era.
It's a new decade.
It's a new decade now. Yeah. The 20s are past us. Mm-hmm. Or past you. I still have a week to go.
You still got a week to fuck up everything.
I still got a week. Fuck up my whole life, my last week of my 20s. Wild out, cuz you know when you turn 30, I mean, there's expectations now. You got to act right.
There are, I think the Real Housewives have kind of like pushed that down to 68, but it's not really.
That's true. That's true.
There'd be really grandmas on there like getting fucked up,
wilding out, making 45 look treacherous.
Yes.
Yes. Like you can wild out even up to 45. Like, yes, that's wild.
But in regular life with real normal people, nah, 30 is, you gotta have it together.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel? Does it feel? We were just talking about this off the podcast, but
yeah,
what are you thinking?
It didn't feel scary till it got here. I wasn't scared to be
out here
until I was.
Boo.
And I was like, oh my god, like fuck,
yeah.
I just like, oh my god, I feel my ovaries quaking. Like, oh my god, oh my
not
god,
your ovaries.
Oh
quaking.
My god. Like,
but they say 30, so 20 is like the decade of like finding yourself, mm-hmm. and you know, you live, you know, young, wild and free. Yeah. At the end of the 20s, you kind of like get it together a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're getting closer to your truest self. And then they say 30 is where you've like found yourself. So now it's just like establishing things like home, family, marriage, like career, like getting all those things like all lined up in a row. So it should be exciting. We won't be like fluttering in the wind, flustered much longer, hopefully.
No, it's definitely like I feel like I put the last, not the last ever, but really the last brick of the foundation for my emotional stability on this trip. And just felt like my emotional and spiritual health and well-being came to a height that it's never been.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was like a nice culminating round out
round
to 29.
Like
to the end of your. Yeah.
Everything I wondered about myself and like why I'm this way and why I do this, and even questions that we've asked on the podcast, I asked myself and found the answer when I was out by myself in the most beautiful island ever. So.
Yeah. Wait, so when you went down there, did you go down with, like, an agenda? Like, these are things I want to, like, discuss and, like, cover, reflect on? Or did you just, like, did you bring a journal with, like, different prompts? Like, or did you just kind of let it flow?
I brought a journal, and I knew I was going to have to pour. And just with that knowledge of knowing I would have to pour out to myself, it was, that was what I got out of it. And I got out of so many good lessons. I highly, 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 highly recommend everybody go on vacation. Vacation. Don't be going to some random destination like I was trying to go to Woodstock, okay? Go on a nice vacation. Go to Aruba. Go to Bermuda, okay? Alone. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Yes.
Treat mm-hmm. yourself. And I really mm-hmm. feel like, you know how you and I will always have like New Orleans? And I yes. always have like these destinations. I feel like me and God will always have Aruba.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because something special happened yep. down there. Like mm-hmm. you deepen your connection with yourself, yep. with God. Yeah. With whatever the hell, like you just yeah. kind of came full circle on all things to do with you, spiritual awakening. And yeah, that's, can't take that lightly. Mm-hmm. That will be remembered always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Remembered in a way, sorry, I was going to say remembered in a way that is more memorable and special than if you just go on like a little party vacation weekend.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, with some friends or whatever, which are always fun too, but mm-hmm. like there is something about having like a solo spiritual, just like connect with yourself vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, friend. Proud of you.
And next week Natasha's going to Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh.
Girl, I can't wait. Yep, it's here. I've been talking about Hawaii for like 4 years. Been trying to go for a very long time. Almost went with my family last year, and then that crumbled. And my sister ended up still going without me because she went to some like medical conference.
That's right.
And I was so pissed. Yes, she went without me. But by the time she like figured out she was going, I had already didn't have the money for it, and
yeah.
had already planned like a little weekend trip somewhere else. So like I couldn't go. So I'm like, finally, this is happening. I am going, and it's gonna be a nice long 10-day.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I was going to say cut off, like, the world, but I'm going to be reading my emails. I got work to do.
And you'll still be in
the
U.S.,
cut off completely.
So that's tough. You can't be like, I had no service. Like,
right, exactly. So, yeah, so, I mean, I recently, again, can't remember if I mentioned this on the podcast, but, like, left my job over the summer and then doing, like, a new thing with this nonprofit. That I'm kind of directing. So I'm the
boss. You are directing, huh? What? Who kind of direct? No,
just,
she's a director.
It feels weird to
she's
say
the
out loud.
Ava DuVernay of the nonprofit.
What's the Ava DuVernay? But thank you, I appreciate that. But it's like, it's a small little nonprofit. It's not like huge, large scale, but still, yes, doing important work.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so small, I can't just be like, okay, bye guys, the executive's on vacation. Like, no, I have to like still at least check my email at least once a day.
Yeah.
And this week I'm working like crazy to try to set up as much shit as possible so that I can like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained.
Mm.
What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very
nice.
Important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially,
mm-hmm.
especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Actually really rest on the vacation, not be like stressing about stuff. So, but yeah, no time I will be there. I will be 30. I will join you in the 30 club.
Yay!
And I am back. And yeah, by our next episode, we'll be 2 30-year-olds.
Yes!
When did we start this podcast? We were 20.
We were
27.
Just turned 28. Fresh 28-year-olds. 28. December 2017.
Right. Oh, so we've closed out our 20s with you guys.
Oh my gosh, guys.
And now you'll be with us as we embark into this next scary ass journey called the 30s. Shout out to anybody who's in their 30s. Send us tips. What
yeah.
should we do?
I hear from everybody that it's better than 20s. Literally everybody.
Yeah. Because 20s is scary. You're figuring out so much. But 30s, yeah, I have heard it's just like you've become so much closer to who you are, who you're meant to be, that it's just kind of like solidifying things.
Yeah.
Like the major things, you know, house, you know, marriage, career, all that stuff, just all coming in alignment, which is nice. So yeah, that's where we're at in our lives. We do also have a podcast.
We do.
Where we talk
Sorry.
About a show called Ready to Love. So let's get to that. Yep. That was a very good episode.
Mm-hmm.
They're off. Anytime they go on a trip, it's always just like drama and like good stuff time. Goes down. So, and we're down to like the wire now. Like the finale is went like 2 weeks or so. So it's not that many people left. And, it's getting tense because people need to start making decisions and the girls are tired of waiting. So what were your initial thoughts?
Yes. So this is the first time The Bachelor, oh my God, The Bachelor, bye. This is the first time Ready to Love pulled off a Bachelor-like edit where they decided to just cut it off at a cliffhanger. I don't know who's going home. And it's...
There was no, like, elimination.
You know.
Kind of... Dun-dun-dun. To be continued. Yeah. Even
You're
though
right.
I know that Reba needs to go. She's got to go. But, okay. Who else? You're wasting time, Reba. Should have been gone.
Yeah, I know. I know. And then also we're seeing bros before hoes, like live in the flesh.
Bros before
and
hoes.
Active on this episode.
Who's that?
Bros before hoes. Well, when the guys were all discussing the ladies and they all have this agenda that is so incredibly foggy. And they've all just agreed that it's fine.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. Like Mario with his two and London with his two. And they're still on this whole like.
Yep.
I mean, you gotta give me patience. Like, I got to figure it out still. It's like, okay, let's wrap this up now.
Yeah. Yep. And you all eliminated two women based off of them merely speaking to other men in front of you. So.
Nah, very true.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay.
Very true.
Sure. Yeah. And then just as people, as us who are on Twitter during this show, it's really great to see this show be a topic of conversation for Twitter. It was the first time Ready to Love was like really highly trending in the US. So shout out to Will Packer, shout out to Owen. And because there were so many themes to talk about, like men's mm-hmm. loyalty to each other, women's mm-hmm. friendship, women coming, having a man become between two women. And I just really love any piece of media that starts the conversation. Like, this is how it felt faintly, like Insecure. Mm-hmm. You know how Insecure on Twitter.
Everybody's debating.
Insecure is like a real mm-hmm. moment.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just felt a little bit like that. Everybody was kind of going back and forth and talking with the castmates. Oh, cool. And it was really, really interesting. Shout out. So I love that. I love any piece of black engagement media that does that. Nice. So. Uh-huh. Yep. What about you, friend? What'd you think?
For me, London is tiring me out. Like,
oh, okay.
Your time is up. Like, enough of the, you know, I have two different connections and I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I need you guys to be patient. It's like, bro, there's five people left. You need to make up your mind. Like, you have to know by now. Why are we still going back and forth? Like, he's given the same excuse that he's been given from when he first met Alexis and Divine. It's like, we're at the point now. Let's go. Like, everyone's tired of him. The Reva Tandy friends versus associates conversation was very interesting. I have a lot to say on that. Definitely when we get down deeper. I do. It's interesting that like friendship is like, I don't know if I'm going to say this right or the phrase right, but like how like a friend, the way they kind of made it look like friendship is in the eye of the beholder. Like there's two people in it. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm making any sense. There's two people in the friendship, but each person can look at the other person at a different level. Like that could be my best friend mm-hmm. or I could be an associate to you. Like it depends on who's mm-hmm. looking at the friendship. So I thought that was very interesting and yeah, I have a lot, mm-hmm. lot of thoughts on, Reva and Tandy. And then my last thought was, it's just so interesting how Brent has just skirted under the radar, literally hasn't opened up until like last week and somehow is now going to snag Alexis, who's been like the quote unquote hot commodity of the whole trip. And he literally just started talking. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Mm-hmm. But as she said, he kind of just, like, played it cool. Oh, no, I think it was Divine. He played it cool, didn't get involved with any drama, mm-hmm. took his time just silently scoping out the field, and now he's somehow, like, made it all the way to the end and is going to, like, probably steal Alexis for London. So
probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those were my thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.